Welcome to Shattering Myths, a program devoted to those who know that the world's political, religious, military, economic, and media institutions are corrupt, that they are counterproductive and cannot be fixed. Our number, if you'd like to participate in our discussion anytime over the next 2 hours, toll-free 877-300-7645. I was listening to a Central Virginia news station this morning while I was having my cup of coffee with my wife, and there was the news anchor, a woman, which is so giddy, to talk about the loveliness of a gathering that took place in Central Virginia yesterday. It integrated religious clerics of all faiths, and they got together to discuss peace. They talked about how we can avoid killing in the name of religion. Scott, have you heard of any monks recently of Buddhist persuasion out committing acts of terrorism?
I have not.
How about Baptists? Are they out committing acts of terrorism?
No.
No. Other than pedophilia, which is the crime du jour of Roman Catholicism, are Roman Catholics out committing acts of terrorism?
No.
Okay, Jews. So those Jews, I mean, they're blamed for everything in the world. Are Jews out committing acts of terrorism?
No. Not that I've heard about, anyway.
Is there any Christian denomination, any Jewish denomination, any Buddhist denomination out committing acts of terrorism?
I don't think so, no.
So why couldn't these people who gathered together in this mega conference to speak out against terror and killing in the name of religion honestly state that the only religion that is engaged in terrorism today, the only religion that is engaged in mass murder today, is Islam?
Because that would be mean of them to do.
Oh, mean. Yeah. Telling the truth is mean?
Yeah, well, no. You know why. I mean, we go through this every day. You know why they're not going to say anything.
Because they're ignorant? Because they're immoral? Because their primary religion is political correctness, and in political correctness, it's more correct to lie than it is to tell the truth?
Your second point of being immoral, and then the last point of being politically correct, is correct, is the ones I would go with.
The woman who was the head of this conference. Go ahead.
I don't buy into ignorance. It doesn't take long to figure it out, to piece it together, but you can have... Just because you can deny the pieces because you're immoral and you choose to be politically correct as opposed to telling the truth.
The woman who was a minister, who was the head of this conference, said that the solution was to learn more about one another. If you learn more about Islam, are you going to tolerate it or be intolerant of it?
You would definitely not tolerate it. You would be very intolerant of it. The more you learn about it, the more it's very clear that you should have nothing to do with it, and it's something that should be condemned.
Yeah, it is a criminal enterprise that is fixated on the death and destruction of the world, really, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And so the more, if you shed your ignorance, which is what she was suggesting is plan A, is to get to know one another, what you're going to do is to recognize that Islam is revolting, that it has destroyed everything that it has touched. So that's not going to work. The next thing she said was that we all need to respect one another's religion. Do you respect rape?
Not at all.
Do you respect pedophilia?
Not at all.
Are you prone to respect those who enslave others?
No.
Do you respect terrorists, mass murder?
No. No, I don't.
No. So why would one respect a religion that inspires all of these things? Since Islam is responsible for 99.9% of terrorist acts perpetrated around the world today, why would anyone in their right mind say that the solution to religious terrorism and death is to respect other religions. You've got to be out of your mind. What was wrong with this witch that's masquerading as a Christian pastor, as a peace advocate?
Because appearing to be politically correct and tolerant is a great way for people to make a name for themselves, and they all get paid off of it. I mean,
wow.
Oh, she's so.
So what we're going to do is we're going to promote a religion that is sexually mutilating hundreds of millions of little girls who treat women, and this was a woman speaking, like they're animals, like their bodies belong to men.
Yeah, they will. They're immoral.
So we're going to, this woman is going to say we ought to respect that kind of disgraceful religion?
Yeah, they will. They don't care.
And she was interviewed on television and spoken of highly when what she was promoting is a religion that is committed to the death and destruction of humankind. Now, someone might say, well, your view of Islam is really unfair and it's hateful and unkind. No, my view of Islam is the Islam that was conceived and lived by Muhammad. It is the Sunnah. It is the Quran. It is the Hadith. It is Sharia law. It is the Islam that is being perpetrated around the world today. There is only one Islam. And if you don't know it, shame on you. And if you don't know it and don't have the character to speak out against evil, against pedophilia, against rape, against selling girls into sexual slavery, against the mutilation of little girls' genitalia. If you don't have the moral fiber to stand up and speak out against these things, then when it comes to appraising religions and coming up with a solution, shut up. You're making the situation vastly worse. There's a reason that God hates religion and despises those who promote it. And that could be as said exactly of this woman that led this conference in Central Virginia, promoting religious respect.
It's immoral.
Damn religion.
It's immoral. People are immoral.
It is.
Political correctness.
And the most immoral people on the planet today are the most religious.
Or the most politically correct. Social secular humanism, yeah, is a religion.
Yeah, if that's a religion. Dateline, Bangladesh. A blogger who wrote for a website that promoted secularism was hacked to death yesterday by a group of four men, a police official said. It was the third fatal attack on a Bangladeshi blogger since February. Scott, if someone was killed for exposing the ruthlessness, the perverted nature, the destructive, demeaning, and deadly aspects of Islam, if someone was killed in Bangladesh for doing that, would it be reasonable to hold Islam accountable?
Yeah.
Are you going to blame the blogger for telling the truth, exposing the fact that Islam is responsible for 99% of the world's terrorist acts? Or are you going to blame the murderers of that blogger?
I'd blame the murderers.
And the religion that motivated them?
Yeah.
What if it happened a second time in the same country to a person doing exactly the same thing? Are we now to blame those who speak out honestly, who have the courage to denounce that which is merciless? Or do we want to blame the religion for motivating a second attack on someone with the courage to tell the truth?
You'd blame the perpetrators. You'd blame the religion.
How about when it happens a third time? Is the third time?
Well, after it happens a third time, you should probably everybody should start saying what they were saying. You know,
the entire world. When Charlie Hebdo, which from my point of view is repulsive, I have no respect for them. I think that the site is stupid. I think they're a bunch of secular humanists that think that they are somehow enlightened, and most of their criticism is misguided. It's just stupid what they do. It's amazing that such a magazine would be popular. I have absolutely no respect for them at all. However, the fact of the matter is that Muslims, because they ran a cartoon depicting allegedly Muhammad, who would know, attacked and killed many of the people who worked for Charlie Hebdo. So, should we blame the magazine for being provocative and irresponsible in terms of their journalism? Or should we blame the religion that motivated the murderers? You know, how many of these attacks have to occur before somebody finally says it's not the person exposing the religion that is to blame? It's the religion. You know, I go back to the meeting I had a few days ago in Ohio when I ran into an ex-Marine. And he was clearly a Christian. And I said, no, the difference, because we were asking about being discerning, about exercising good judgment, and in teaching children. He was a proud papa. So I said, all right, if we are in a situation where you go up to a Christian and you say, Paul was a false prophet, and I can prove it. The Christian is either just going to walk away from you because they don't want to hear it, or they're going to engage in debate. But there is a 0% possibility that that Christian is going to bring out a knife and slit your throat. Zero. You could do it a million times, and it would never occur. If you go up to a Muslim and tell him that Muhammad was a liar, and that he should not be trusted, and that Islam is a false religion, you're telling up Muslims that, and one of them is going to threaten to kill you, and one may kill you. That's the difference between Islam and other religions. You can't blame people for having the courage to tell the truth. We need to start holding Islam accountable for its response to the truth. We'll be back. Four men chased the blogger. His name was Bijoy Dash. Through the streets near his home in the northwestern city of Sylhet, and attacked him. The assailants walked away after the attack, leaving Mr. Dash's body bleeding. The attack was disturbingly familiar. Mr. Dash had written for Free Mind, a website that the Bangladeshi-American blogger Roy had moderated before being killed in February by a machete-wielding group of Muslim assailants. They didn't write Muslim here, but we can fill in the blank. While he was leaving a book fair. 5 weeks after Mr. Roy's death, another blogger, Rahman, was killed by three men with machetes in Dhaka. The deaths recalled the 2013 killing of a blogger named Hadir, all of which were atheists. And yet socialist secular humanism and its political correctness constantly promotes Islam. You know, the coexist bumper sticker that the ignoramuses have on the back of their car. And yet this is how Islam will respond to them if they say anything about Islam. So I suspect that the warped-minded, feeble-minded liberal will say, you know, it isn't nice to taunt a religion. It's hate speech is mean, and these people got what they deserve. You know, you shouldn't provoke Muslims. You know, you shouldn't provoke people. You can provoke, according to political correctness, somebody that's opposed to gay marriage. You can provoke somebody that wants to teach creation in school. You can provoke somebody that is in opposition to something that political correctness adores, but you can't provoke a religion that will kill an atheist given the opportunity? Doesn't that make the atheist position relative to Islam stupid? Are the enlightened actually that dumb that they embrace and lift up and protect something that will kill them given the chance, demonstrates its lethality on a regular basis towards atheists, and yet they will attack those who do not attack back? Wow. It is a sad day. Three men, all hacked to death by multiple Muslims, all doing what Muslims do. These men in each of, calling them men is really disgraceful. These animals, these religious animals, these Muslims, all armed with machetes, hacked an unarmed man to death, not one, but on three different occasions. What's wrong with a religion when a religious zealot walks into a conference depicting the accurate nature of Muhammad, and they think that it's appropriate to show up there with body armor and assault rifles and open fire on unarmed individuals? If Islam is so bloody great, why is it that a Muslim never engages in a fair fight? Why is it that Muslims also, always, continuously, since Muhammad, attack unarmed civilians, robbing them, enslaving them, beheading them, raping them? You know, if Islam does this enough times, if Muhammad began Islam this way, if Muslims continue to act as he did, when are people finally going to say, enough? This religion is dreadful. It's a cancer. It's revolting. We cannot tolerate it in our midst. It's uncivilized. It's unconstitutional. It's illegal. It's destructive. It's deadly. It's damning. It's deceitful. How much carnage before a meaningful percentage of Americans and Europeans say enough? How much carnage before people wake up, find that they really have a backbone and there's a reason for it? How long will it take before enough people are willing to be moral and merciful and caring and courageous and compassionate and speak out against this revolting religion? Will it ever occur? Imran Shaker, who is the head of an organization of bloggers, secular bloggers, who are open to evidence and reason and therefore are willing to share the truth about Islam, willing to correctly convey the nature of Muhammad. You don't need cartoons to do it. You just cite his own words. I mean, Prophet of Doom is Islam's terrorist dogma in Muhammad's own words. I mean, all you have to do to depict Muhammad is to convey the one thing we know about him: what he said and what he did. You want to destroy and discredit Islam? You want to defang the world's most ruthless terrorist syndicate? Cite Muhammad's own words. Use his words and deeds against him. You don't have to draw a cartoon of him. No one knows what he looks like anyway. Simply quote him. That's all you have to do. Anyway, this fellow said that Mr. Daesh, prior to his murder, was part of a group that organized street protests. According to Free Mind, Mr. Daesh had several years ago also edited a magazine called Logic. that published essays on secular humanism. By the way, secular humanism isn't logical. It claims to be logical. It claims to be rational. It claims to be driven by evidence and reason. But it just isn't so. Nonetheless, he was a secular humanist, and if he wishes to write on secular humanism and admit that secular humanism is responsible for more deaths over the last 100 years than all religions combined throughout human history, so long as he's willing to tell the truth, he ought to have the right to speak his mind. And even if he is one of the millions that lies on behalf of their religion, secular humanism in this case, he ought not be hacked to death for having done so. Refute what he says with words, not machetes. Ansar al-Islam, which is friends of submission, supporters of surrender. Islam means surrender, submission. To be enslaved by. And Ansar is friends and supporters. So friends and supporters of a religion named surrender, submission, subjugation, claimed that they were the perpetrator of not only this murder, but of the two journalists who had been murdered previously in Bangladesh. And yet this scumbag of a journalist ties them to Al-Qaeda as if they were a franchise of Al-Qaeda as opposed to Islam. Al-Qaeda doesn't have franchises. Never has. Al-Qaeda is meaningless. Islam is meaningful. The leader of the Indian Qaeda branch, he's a member of supporters of Islam, claimed responsibility for the death of Mr. Roy and Mr. Haider in a video posted on a jihadist forum on May 2nd. The video was translated by site. This is frustrating that one by one atheists are being killed. And the government is doing nothing. Yes, why? Because the government of Bangladesh, one of the most horrible places on earth to live, most impoverished places on earth to live, is Islamic. And in Islam, it's A-OK to go kill anyone who speaks out against the religion. Speaking of Islam, at least 45 people, probably many more, were murdered. And 20 were mutilated in a gun attack on a bus carrying Shia Muslims in Pakistan's Karachi. You see, the Shia Muslims, they weren't killed by Christians. They weren't killed by atheists. They weren't killed by agnostics. They weren't killed by Americans. They weren't killed by Brits. They weren't killed by the French. They were killed by Pakistani Muslims. Sunni Muslims killed Shia Muslims. It's what Islam does. And consistent with the nature of Islam, this wasn't a gunfight. They didn't attack a convoy of the Pakistani military. No, that's not what Muslims do, because that's not what Muhammad did. Muhammad attacked defenseless civilians. He robbed them, he raped them, he murdered them. He enslaved them. And so what do Muslims do today following Muhammad's example? The same thing. Men armed with pistols, pretending to be what they were not, pretending to be police, stopped the bus. And one by one they blew the brains out of everyone on board, murdering them, point blank range. That's what Muslims do. 45 murdered. 20 mutilated. All defenseless. All civilians. Muslims killing other Muslims. When is enough enough? When are you going to finally admit, if you haven't already, that Islam is a cancer, that it's malignant, that it's destructive, that it's deadly, that it's deceitful, that it's responsible for 99% of the world's terrorist attacks, that it ought not be tolerated, that it ought to be declared illegal because it is a criminal enterprise? It ought to be quarantined. We ought to shut down every mosque in the free world. We ought to make belonging to Islam illegal, just as it's illegal to belong to the mafia. We ought to stop doing business with Islamic countries. We ought to stop selling them weapons. And in Pakistan, guess who provides the weapons? America. Police officials said that six gunmen on motorcycles had stopped the bus and then fired indiscriminately at the passengers, all of whom were unarmed. Prime Minister Sharif has condemned the attack and ordered an investigation. Oh, isn't that lovely? He said, you know, you shouldn't have done it. But there she is. Their life was meaningless. A splinter group of Pakistani Taliban called Jundallah has claimed that it carried out the attack. This would be the army of Allah. A leaflet was also left at the scene claiming the so-called Islamic State group was responsible. Why so-called? Are we going to refer to the United States as the so-called United States of America? You know, Muslims worldwide have fallen in love with the Islamic State. They are rooting for the rise of the caliphate. They're rooting for an Islamic group that can prevail, that can demonstrate Islam's true nature, that can actually conquer and hold territory. They're rooting for the Islamic State. Murders that would simply have been declared Allahu Akbar in the name of Allah are now also being carried out in the name of the Islamic State. It is the second deadliest militant attack in Pakistan this year, after 62 Shia Muslims were murdered in a suicide bombing in January. I've had enough. How about you? Why do we provide weapons, billions of dollars worth of weapons, to the Pakistani government? Why did we deploy the Taliban against the Russians in Afghanistan, providing them with $5 billion worth of American weaponry? Why do we do such things? This article says this is the first such attack on the Ismaili community in Pakistan, although they're just simply Shia Muslims, so that isn't, it's only true in a very narrow way. And it's shocking even by Karachi standards. Why would they say that? Why wouldn't they just say it's shocking even by Islamic standards, where Muslims are ruthless? Maybe they didn't read the newspaper years ago. Immediately after 9/11, I found myself talking to three men who were dressed in military uniforms America had provided, wielding M16s that America had provided, that had blown the axle off a Jewish bus taking women and children to Emmanuel. When the bus was disabled, they, with their weapons, pretending to be police, ordered the women and children off the bus. And then each of the 12, they blew their brains out. And there, just the following day, they were gloating and said, you know, we're not terrorists, we're military men, because we didn't do this with a suicide bombing. No, we did it with our rifles. how long will Muslims continue to attack defenseless civilians in the name of this godforsaken religion before people will finally stand up and say, we cannot tolerate this religion anymore? It's merciless to tolerate Islam because Islam is merciless. I found out about Islam that day when men were gloating, proud of themselves for having killed women and children with rifles, only to find out that that's what Muhammad did, not with rifles, but with swords and with bow and arrow, with knives. He constantly and ruthlessly attacked defenseless civilians, raping the women, selling the children into slavery, murdering the men, robbing them of all that they had. And at the time, no one recognized that the people he was really robbing, robbing of their souls, robbing of their conscience, robbing of a life worth living, were his fellow perpetrators, Muslims. Today, 1.5 billion people have been robbed of their hope, of their soul, of their life, of any dignity, and robbed by Muhammad, the most despicable man who ever lived. Folks, it is time that we recognize that Islam has made a habit of being despicable, that it has claimed too many killings. The sheer numbers of casualties and the manner in which they were murdered provide an uneasy contrast with the peaceful image of the Shia sect. How is this Shia sect peaceful? How are they peaceful? They may be peaceful in Pakistan because they have no power and they have no weapons in Pakistan. That's why they were easy targets by the Sunnis. But Shia Islam is Iran. They're developing a nuclear bomb to destroy the rest of the world. They are Hezbollah, one of the most ruthless terrorist organizations in Islamic history. These are the same peaceful people that took over the American embassy in Tehran and abused the American citizens for all of those years. It's the same Iranian government that has influenced Iraq after we gave Iraq to Iran and has started a religious civil war where hundreds of thousands have died. It's the same peaceful sect of Shia Islam that annihilated the Christians in that country. One of the country's many militant groups has said that it carried out the attack, but we are not likely to find out for sure who did it because Karachi is in the throes of an armed struggle between the military and a confusing array of political, religious, and sectarian militants. You really think there's a sectarian militant in Karachi? Do you really think there's a political militant in Karachi? Do you really think there is a religious militant in Karachi other than a Muslim? Yes. The problem is Islamic militancy because that's how Muhammad created the religion. One of the country's many militant groups has said that it, as I said, carried out the attack. But it is the known fact that they identified themselves with the Islamic State and that they identified themselves with a long-existing Islamic terrorist group. There were 60 people aboard that bus. By the time this is all over, most all of them will have succumbed to 9mm pistols that were used to slaughter them. It's a sad state of affairs. And I am so terribly sorry that so many people have had to die and that so few people have been willing to stand up to this horrible religion. But folks, it is long past time that we do. I was telling a story yesterday about how the Islamic State was behind the attack in Texas, and how these two men were called soldiers of the caliphate, and how they said that the exposition was portraying negative pictures of the Prophet Muhammad. And we talked about that yesterday, that Muhammad cannot be called a prophet. If you reference Muhammad as a prophet, then you are ignorant. You're ignorant of the Quran. You're ignorant of the Hadith. You're ignorant of who Muhammad was and what Islam represents. Muhammad specifically is declared a non-prophet in the Quran. And in the Hadith, he attempts to issue prophecies, and he got them all wrong. Muhammad's not a prophet. So we ought not dignify Muhammad with a status that he did not earn. Moreover, it's impossible to create a caricature of Muhammad. His image is unknown. And since no one knows what he looks like, since no one drew a picture of him, since no one even described his appearance, it is impossible to recreate his likeness. So that means that the problem with Muslims, with these renditions of Muhammad, is that any rendition of Muhammad that is based on who he was, what he did, and what he said, undermines the religion that he created. The more that is known about Muhammad as a sexual pervert, as a pedophile, as a rapist, as a terrorist, as a mass murderer, as a slave trader, as a kidnapper, as a thief, the more that is known about him, the worse Islam looks, the more likely people are to ban it, to be disgusted by it, to turn away from it. These are the problems. Are people going to be willing to stand up and tell the truth about Islam? And when are we going to applaud that? That's what was happening in Texas. You didn't have to do it by drawing cartoons. Simply quote Muhammad. The reason Muslims don't want him rendered is because any accurate rendering of Muhammad reveals that he and the religion that he created are worthless, counterproductive, destructive, demeaning, deadly, deceitful, damning, and deadly. These are the facts. Learn them. And you will come to understand the menace that is Islam. Here, the story is that both suspects, as you know, were shot dead after opening fire on the center. Correspondents say that it is believed to be the first time that the Islamic State has claimed to have carried out an attack in the U.S. And that was part of our story yesterday, as we continued to underscore the reality that before America declared war on the Islamic State wasn't about the practice of killing Americans in America. This is a quote: now that we have declared war on them, we tell America that what is coming will be even bigger and more bitter, and that you will see the soldiers of the Islamic State do terrible things. The Islamic State's press release read, why would you admit to wanting to do terrible things? Why would you admit to wanting to be bitter? What kind of a religion would motivate its murderers by saying, you know, what we want you to do is go out and do a terrible thing. Oh, the best thing you can do to demonstrate your Islam is to do something terrible. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about Islam? What more is there to know? Islam is going to do terrible things. Tell America that what's coming will be even more bitter. Now, by the way, what was bitter about this? Two Muslims full of their religion, got killed trying to kill others. They didn't even wound anyone. How is that bitter? The two Muslims were killed trying to kill others. And they're going to do something even bigger. What? Next time we're going to have 100 Muslims with guns all die in an ineffective attempt to kill non-Muslims? Will that be even more bitter? More terrible? What is it about the ineptitude of this religion?
That's my favorite part about it, is that they didn't actually do anything this time. They were stopped before they could even do anything.
Well, they did show up with their guns, and they opened fire. It's just that they couldn't hit the broadside of a bar. Here they opened fire at a crowded scene of civilians, all unarmed, and they didn't even hit anyone. And a traffic cop, and I even think he was a rent-a-cop, with a pistol, not wearing body armor, killed the two assailants with automatic weapons, both of whom were wearing body armor, both of whom got the draw on him, and these two Muslims were both taken out.
Yeah. I mean, maybe we're looking at...
How is it that we're losing a war against something this incompetent?
Because we're not engaging in it. We're engaged in it, but we're not actually engaged in it.
Yeah.
We're horrible at it.
Yeah, I guess it's because they can't make weapons, so we give them weapons. They can't seem to promote themselves, so we promote them. They can't do anything that will drive an economy capable of having an army, so we fund it. We're making this enemy.